Hey y'all, this is your host, April D. Metzler for the RSVP Show. I have a new segment that I'd love for you to join here shortly called Scripture Reflections. Of course, we will be diving right into Scripture, so be sure to grab your Bible, study pad, and pencil or pen and get ready because we are going to visit all about God's Word and His great love for you. Are you ready? Let's visit. Hello, 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 everyone. I am your host, April D. Metzler for the RSVP Show, and I am here to share with you Scripture Reflections today. So I am obviously going to be broadcasting exclusively at Godfident Ladies Moving Forward Facebook group and the Christian Women's Book Club Facebook group as well. So be sure to connect with those two wonderful women's groups for all of this encouragement. These, of course, if you're catching on my YouTube channel, just be sure to make a comment or say hashtag replay and I'll come back around and hear your thoughts about this video for Scripture Reflections. So I'm going to be diving into what it looks like for this three episode section here. It's like a little series that I'm doing for it being a child of God. And we're going to start in John chapter 1, 12 through 13 are the verses. So if you guys could be sure to get your study pad, we're going to be diving into some of this and breaking it down a little bit, but not too much. I just want to delve into adding some awesome sustenance into your day when it comes to the Word of God. So starting in 12 in my NASB translation of the Bible, it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." And so that's what we're looking at here today, is the very first sentence, "But as many as received him." That's a pivotal point to this, right? That's the requirement. You have to receive him. And so what I want you guys to do is, first, we're going to write down the Strong's Concordance number for you to delve into that root word. It's 2983, and it's lambano, to take or to receive. And we're going to go through some of the word usages here. So the Helps Word Studies, which is a wonderful tool. I encourage you to either get a hardback copy or find it on the web. But it goes in and it says that this is from the primitive root lab, meaning actively lay hold of, to take or receive. And properly, when you use it, it means to lay hold of by aggressively or actively accepting what is available or offered. And in this particular passage, it's Jesus Christ, right? So who doesn't want to receive that? Who doesn't want to like lay hold of that connection, right? And so we want to really look at that in context when we're reading Scripture and looking at what the word was that originally was used and then how it was used. And so another thing that I like to do is to look at that word throughout Scripture just to get a huge like full circle interpretation understanding of that word. And so some of the other references through Scripture that we find that same word in, it says it means to take with a hand or lay hold of any person or thing in order to use it, like it's with purpose, right, and intent. Another one is to take in order to wear or put on, like we put on the armor of God, we put on the helmet of salvation, we're clothed in robes of righteousness, right? Okay, so, and then another one is to take in order to carry away, to take away or remove. And so that one may not exactly pertain to what we're reading here, but that's where we have to read and interpret, right? And so another one is to take what is one's own, to take to oneself or to make one's own. Now that is a whole preaching on identification in Jesus Christ. I encourage you guys to really delve deep into this stuff when you have some time and really break this apart and see what Holy Spirit is teaching you through this. Another one is to get possession of or obtain, to not let go. And then, of course, there's other references. It means to begin, which is its own teaching, to deliberate, to make a plan, to take counsel of, to resolve, or let oneself receive the mark of, which is some scriptures that we find in the book of Revelations. Now, another thing I like to do is do a little bit of comparing and contrasting on my own here when I study. And I actually look at the Webster's Dictionary 1828 is usually what I do, because it also references in the dictionary itself, mind you, scripture, which is fantastic. And it's a great cross-reference. And so a few of the definitions that are listed in there, I'm going to go ahead and share that real quick for the word receive. That's what our focus is, right? Is to take as a thing offered or sent, to accept. These are big things, right? We have to accept that the word of God is truth in order to get to the, you know, next step in our relationship, right? We have to accept that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. So that's just a power-packed word right there in and of itself. And then to take as due or as a reward. That one's quite interesting as well. I'll let you sit with that one as you think about it and meditate on it. To take or obtain from another in any manner. Let's get tongue twisted today, shall we? To take as a thing communicated. Well, God's love was communicated in action. You know, he demonstrated his love toward us. And so that is a whole other level of communication, or an understanding, I guess, if you will, of what it's like to communicate with God and to take in what he has to say to us. I mean, there's a whole, you could go down that journey with God and ask him for further understanding in that whole realm, if that's something that you struggle with, to find time with him and to actually communicate back and forth with the Father. So another one is to embrace, to take in or on, to hold, to contain. Wow. What about to allow or to admit or to welcome, to lodge and entertain as a guest, to bear with or suffer, and also to believe in? These are all references of definitions and usages in the English language that you can find in the Webster's Dictionary. It's pretty cool. So what we're going to do right now, though, to recap all of this, I have come up with some final reflection questions to dive deeper and consider. Okay, you guys? Now, I have already prepared all of this information on a PDF. I've just, you know, written all of this out in my own study time, printed it off in PDF and put it on my website so that you guys can actually go and download these PDFs for free whenever you have time. And you can do the entire month of January at your leisure whenever you want. And this will be this series titled Child of God. So it'll be easy to find. But this is really like just getting this structure and rhythm down on looking into these things and seeing where I'm getting this information is so helpful in order to dive deep into what God is really saying in the scriptures, and not taking it lightly, but really just soaking it in. And so some of the questions I want you to set our focus here on what it is that the person has received, okay, in this scripture. So let's read it. It says, but as many as received what? Who? Him. As many as received him. And so the reception is of Jesus Christ. And so here's a few reflection questions. It says, what does it look in your lives or in our lives to admit that Jesus Christ is real? What does it mean for us to embrace and welcome Jesus every day into the intricate parts of our lives? How can we claim and take possession of the full new covenant that Jesus Christ has established on our behalf in every area of our life? That would be that reward, right? To take what our reward is in heaven, our heavenly rewards, our the things, the gift that we didn't even deserve, but we are receiving through Christ, right? The grace, the mercy, all that jazz, right? Think about those things. And last but not least, what does it mean to not let go and hold on to and or contain Jesus Christ within ourselves. What does that look like in action in your life? And these are the things that I'd love for you to consider. And I tried to keep it under 10 minutes, didn't quite get there, but that's okay. We'll try next time on another episode of the RSVP show for Scripture Reflections. You guys know that God loves you. You're not alone. And we'll tune in next week and do another Scripture Reflection.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of RSVP Show. We hope these moments of reflection and stillness for victory in your pursuit of God were a blessing to you. Stay connected with April at April D. Metzler through social media. New music singles and her debut music album are available to add to your favorite playlist on streaming platforms, and you can get a copy of her book wherever books are sold. Learn more about the great things she's doing to bless God and his people on her website at aprildmetzler.com. Thank you for joining this visit with us. Always remember, God loves you.